I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions remain high between Israel and Lebanon amid talks of a ceasefire deal this week. Pierre Hosny works with Horizons International, a ministry headquartered in Lebanon.
You do get the feeling that it could fall apart. Who knows? But we are all hopeful that it could really be true.
Under the agreement, the Israeli army will withdraw troops from key positions and hand them over to the Lebanese army. Nearly 3,000 people have been killed and 1 million displaced since the conflict began last year.
Be praying that that God would continue to work in the hearts of people and use the church that's present here in the Middle East to make the biggest gospel impact that we can in the midst of the crisis.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in 1979, Dr. Bashar Awad heard God's call to establish Bethlehem Bible College. Now, it's one of the most prolific evangelical institutions in the Middle East. In honor of his decades of faithful service to the college and to God, he was just awarded the Labib Matnat Kingdom Impact Award. While the mantle of leading the college is now passed to Jack Sarah, Dr. Awad's impact resounds across the Middle East.
We lived under this empowering power and the strength that God gave to Dr. Bashar to empower the next generations of leadership pastors. I mean, 70% of the pastors of Palestine and the Holy Land graduated from Bethlehem Bible College and many others globally.
That was Bethlehem Bible College's past. Dr. Sarah asks you to pray for its future. There's more about the award at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.